When your horse returns to Alcamp Riderless.
أزور سيدي ومولاي ومعتمدي ورجاي.
The ocean of dua.
الإمام الحسين عليه السلام زيارة
us to fend for ourselves. Hussein, Hussein, the slain.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Madarisi, and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua, we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of Ziyarat Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, Ziyarat al-Ashura. So stay with us.
Bari'tu ila Allahi wa ilaykum minhum wa min ashya'ihim wa atba'ihim wa awliya'ihim ya Aba Abdullah inni silmun liman salamakum.
As you were with us, dear listeners, we were discussing this excerpt of Ziyaratul Ashura. Ya Aba Abdullah, inni silmun liman salamakum, wa harbun liman harabakum, ila yawmil qiyamah. O Aba Abdullah, I am at peace with he who is at peace with you, and at war with he who is at war with you until the day of resurrection. In this regard, what we started to discuss in the previous episode was the necessity of getting to know the Ahlul Bayt, alayhimus salam, and our traditions are replete with introductions of the Ahlul Bayt. It is unanimously agreed in the science of logic that when the presenter is being discussed, the presenter who introduces a fact must be superior to the presented itself, because it needs to present the fact as it really is. So after proving, after realizing that the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam are imams, after we know this fact that they are the inheritors of the Prophet's knowledge and have been inspired by Allah, we can say that who is better than themselves in introducing themselves? We have to know them through their knowledge, because no one else has in passing knowledge about them. And it is only at this time that we can claim to be at peace with he who is at peace with them. We have to realize with our hearts where they are, what their positions are, and what they truly ask us to do. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam was asked, after getting to know Allah, which deed is most excellent? And Imam alayhi salam said, مَا مِن شَيْءٍ بَعْدَ الْمَعْرِفَةِ يَعْدِلُ هَذِهِ الصَّلَاةِ وَلَا بَعْدَ الْمَعْرِفَةِ وَالصَّلَاةِ شَيْءٌ يَعْدِلُ الزَّكَاةِ. After getting to know Allah, nothing is equal to daily prayers. After prayer, nothing is equal to paying the poor rate. وَلَا بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ شَيْءٌ يَعْدِلُ الصَّوْمِ. After these things, nothing is equal to observing fasting. وَلَا بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ شَيْءٌ يَعْدِلُ الْحَجِ. After that, nothing is equal to going to Hajj pilgrimage. وَفَاتِحَةُ ذَلِكَ كُلِّهِ مَعْرِفَتُنَا وَخَاتِمَتُهُ مَعْرِفَتُنَا. Yet the beginning and end of all this is to get to know us. So it is only this time that when we truly understand who the Ahlul Bayt are, we can claim to be with them. We can try to be with them and stay with their positions until the day of resurrection. إلى يوم القيامة.
When people ask, I'm confused about which school is right or which madhab is right, go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, I'm confused, say, please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion. You will see it completely exemplifies, it clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. Subhanallah, that's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is do not allow tyranny, do not allow evil doing, do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah, he appreciates him, he understands his dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts. No matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we're talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So, dear listeners, if we want to be with the Ahlul Bayt until the day of resurrection, we have to know them. And based on the authentic narrations reported on the authority of the Holy Prophet, the first thing Almighty Allah has created was His light. And based on the fact that the Ahlul Bayt are the manifestations of this light of Holy Prophet, we should admit that the Ahlul Bayt are true lights. They are light in essence. And this light is the light of Allah, which cannot be put out by a puffing of the ignorant ones. يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ They desire to put out the light of Allah with their mouth, but Allah will perfect His light, though the unbelievers may be averse. And this is the ironic point. We want to stay with the Ahlul Bayt because we are trying to reach salvation, and the Ahlul Bayt are true lights. They are light in essence. This means even if you are really not trying to reach this salvation, if you are not really trying to get on this path, they are the ones that attract you. They are the lights. And you have nowhere else to turn to. You have only this light, so you will turn to them. Only if you are headstrong, only if you are self-conceited, only if you are traitor and the allies of traitor, you will not follow their path. خَلَقَكُمُ اللَّهُ أَنْوَارًا The Holy Quran says, Allah created you in the form of light. This is what we say in the famous Ziyarah Warith. We say, أَشْهَدُ أَنَّكَ كُنْتَ نُورًا فِي الْأَصْلَابِ الشَّامِخَةِ وَالْأَرْحَامِ الْمُطَهَرَةِ I testify hereby that you were light in the lofty loins and pure wombs. That is why in the books of Maqtal, which tell us the story of Imam Hussein alayhi salam's martyrdom, we read that when Imam Ali ibn al-Hussein, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, was placing his father's body with the head cut off in the grave, he said, أَبَتَاهُ أَمَّا الدُّنْيَا فَبَعْدَكَ مُظْلِمَةُ وَأَمَّا الْآخِرَةُ فَبِنُورِ وَجْهِكَ مُشْرِقَةُ O Father, the world is now in dark after you have died, and the hereafter is now illuminated with your light. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا ظمآن والزمان بعينيك ممطرا نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين الروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين.